there's a commonality between animal research and infants is that you can't ask them what they're thinking. I can't give, just like you can't give an animal, you know, a list of words and ask them to repeat it back to you, you can't do that to an infant. So with infants, what they do is they might sit them down at a computer screen and they show them two identical objects or stimuli, and then they will do a repeat showing later on, but now suddenly there's a new stimulus or object. And all, as far as I know, primates, rodents, infants, and pigs have this tendency to look at things that are new. Things that are new are very interesting to us. So if you, in this example, if we show pigs two identical dog toys, and then later on I show them a dog toy they've already seen and a new one, and they go and sniff out this new one and say, hey, what's this? That tells me that they remember the old one, and, you know, they're kind of bored by it because this new one is cooler. So by doing various ways of showing them these objects, I can figure out, okay, what objects have they seen before? And so in this example, what we did is we showed the pigs in both control groups an identical object and then one they hadn't ever seen before. And the control group acted as if both of them were new, even though one they had already seen before. And then the group that got the polydextrose and galactooligosaccharide, they were actually able to recognize the old object and then would hang out around the new one and investigate that instead.